The cause is women, women and their empowerment. And we have a lot of definitions of that, but not a lot of actionable items.
And just because we're women does not mean we're anti-man. It means we are here for our sisters. We are our sisters' keeper.
What we want to try to do is create a space of safety, vulnerability, and learning. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special, and I mean special, edition of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. It's even nighttime here in the Philadelphia area when we're shooting because we needed to be able to get all of these amazing women on our podcast for tonight. And tonight, we are talking about the I Am Christina D'Arcangelo Freedom Retreat. And with me are my gal pals. How about that one? Tiffany Watkins, Alicia Houston, and that is not Christina D'Arcangelo down in the corner. I don't have a double mint twin, although we are blondes. That is the infamous, for some of you that interact with me on the business side, Melissa Frain. Thank you, girls and ladies, I should say, for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about what is going on at the Freedom Retreat and why we put it all together as a team. And just like a short, what's going on, couple minutes, you know, talking to everybody. All of us can, you know, talk about why we're doing this and why we're thinking about it. So that way, you know, people can kind of get to know some of us before we have the Freedom Retreat, which is, by the way, July 15th, 16th, and 17th. And it's going to be in the greater Philadelphia area, of course, because that's where we are. If us, meaning, you know, me, CD, and Melissa. But obviously, Alicia and Tiff are coming in from the West Coast because that's how much they believe in it. So now I'm going to shut up and I'm going to pass it off to one of you gals. Go for it.
Awesome. Well, you know, I think that we probably should let everybody know why this is so important to us. Not only is it important to support Christina D'Arcangelo, but it's important to really support the cause. The cause is women, women and their empowerment. And we have a lot of definitions of that, but not a lot of actionable items. And so this retreat really signifies how we can be active participants in empowering each other with knowledge and support and education and an opportunity for women to learn and build camaraderie. These are the things that are so important and so foundational for us feeling like we're at our best when we're out in the world that we know oftentimes gives us barriers and sets us back. So I'm really excited to be a part of this and I can't wait.
I'm so excited, Tiff. Thank you so much for speaking up. Of course, Tiff comes right out the gate. She's like, get out of my way. I'm Tiffany Watkins. I got some things to say. But no, this is great because I want people to see us for the people we are, right? The women we are. The fact that we are leaders from all different facets of various industries. This is not going to be a biotech pharmaceutical event. This will not be just a cannabis event. This won't be an advocacy only event. This is encompassing all the various women that I've had the privilege of knowing and working with in many different capacities over my entire career. So I'm going to tip it next to Alicia, since Alicia is one of my oldest friends who joined the crew, not to spin off of Alicia's culture crew, but can't help it. So Alicia, I pass it to you, girl. Your turn.
And you know, I'm going to just jump off of what Tiffany was saying too. Just you are such an illustrious woman as far as what you have created, Christina. I've known you since 05. And here's the thing. You have always really looked at ways to bring women to the forefront. How can I empower women? I worked with you when we were both in pharma. And you always, and I know that there were times that you fought hard for our company, for your previous pharma company to work with our pharma company. So I've seen it in demonstration. And I know what it looks like when you're in this room with other women who have your back, who can really help you out of that stuck place, because sometimes we're all in a stuck place and we need another woman with a deep ear to have, to who can relate and have an understanding and pull us out of that. And just because we're women does not mean we're anti-man. It means we are here for our sisters. We are our sister's keeper. And there are different things that we experience in the realm of parenting, business ownership, leadership, so many things, right? Wellness, health and wellness, because we have hormones that are different than men. Mm-hmm. And so there is this, I see this opportunity just having so many facets for growth, connection, you know, new opportunities being spawned out of this. So it's not just this rah-rah women's empowerment. It is really going to be a space for you to cultivate yourself, cultivate your self-awareness, your leadership, whatever you're looking to build, and new relationships. So I'm excited to jump into your vision, to lock arms with you and the rest of these amazing women, and let's get it together, baby.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Alicia. And I love the points that you ladies are making, because we never want to think, you know, we don't want people to think as powerful women that we're just all about women. You know, we help in our roles, all genders, right? Yeah. Regardless Everybody. Of how you identify, whatever it is, we have no discrimination factor here. But we purposely, because it's riding off the CD brand, it's, you know, although CD isn't just specifically for women, because ladies, I get lots of DMs and emails. Melissa will tell you, because lots of times she's on these emails from men who are like, thank you so much for giving me that motivation thought. Thank you so much for talking about clinical trial endpoints, because I'm designing a study. I mean, this happened in real life. Somebody reached out because they saw one of my videos. Last month alone, we had 500 downloads on the CD podcast channel. 500! Ladies, I only got 25 shows, okay? So that means that what we're doing on these podcasts and what, you know, what the brand is and what it means is really attracting people. So I love that you guys specifically brought this up, that it's not just us bashing dudes or something like that. That's not what we're doing. You know, we're not like that. But what we want to try to do is create a space of safety, vulnerability, and learning for women. Because in my terrible times, you know, back in 19, when I was ending everything with my ex-husband, and you know, and in 2020, I launched the brand. I was at my low. And that is not right. And I know all of us have suffered. All of us on this Zoom have suffered from one way to another. And they're not all the same. They're different, but it's suffering, right? And so if we can turn that suffering for the, you know, my suffering that I've gone through, the suffering we've all gone through that will be on this stage, if we could turn that suffering into something positive to help these people build their toolbox that's not only personal, but also professional, shit, I wish I had this back in 2020 when I was really at my low, because I would have went to a virtual event because we were stuck in COVID at that time. I would have done it because I needed help. We're here to help. We're here to help. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this. It's not just about glorifying CD. No, it's what I stand for as a human. Head and heart is how I work. And that's what I want to make sure that we share with all these amazing women, because we are that. We're all head and heart. Mm-hmm. Yep. Melissa?
I just want to hang out with women and empower yourself and have like a vacation sleepover. I mean, I think it's amazing. I can't wait to have like our tea party luncheon and like Roaring Twenties dinner. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to hear everybody speak. I mean, these women on this call are amazing, amazing women. And I've only got to know like them in the last couple of months, but I am like, in, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Like I love talking to you. I get excited to be on the calls with you because I love to hear all the stuff that you have to say. Cause I mean, it's so empowering just talking and hearing about your life even. So I am just ecstatic about like having this whole weekend. I've never been to a retreat before. So I am just like gung ho, like ready to go, listen to you guys go, spend time with you guys, like really actually see, give you hugs, like see you in person. It'll be amazing. I'm so excited for all of this. And it'll be so wonderful to just see all these people and all these people that you can help left and right. Cause Christina, you're so good at that. You're so good. You are an amazing boss. And like you help everybody that you come in contact with, no matter what you do. And I think it's an amazing thing that we just randomly had a discussion about a retreat and it just went in like a month, which is amazing to me. So I'm just so excited to be involved in it and that I get to be a part of it. Cause I love women. I love empowerment. And I love just helping people. So I'm glad I get you to be there and do all this. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you. And you know, guys, ladies, I should say, I always say guys, I apologize as you guys know me. But I feel very honored and privileged that you guys believe in this mission enough to do this with me. You could have said no, and I would have been okay with it because we're friends. You know, number one, we're friends. Number two, we work together, right? So you guys know, like, that's how I drive my life is the interactions I have and the loyalty I have for those I care about it, that are part of my inner circle, so to speak, group of people that I can go to. And, you know, one of the things that this made me realize, you know, as we were working on organizing this and building this crazy agenda out and putting all these finite details down, which I can't wait for people to see in reality when they see the pink glitter carpet that we'll be walking on Saturday night, not red, pink. Because why? CD has pink in her logo. Pink is one of my favorite colors. So we're doing pink, you know? So like, just, I want people to see the detail that we put behind this, but I want to also thank you guys because you believe in me too, right? That this is going to be successful under this crazy vision that I had at the end of December last year. It just came out, third eye. And I was like, hey, maybe we should do, because we did the Freedom Retreat party last year. And that was, or not retreat, sorry, Freedom Party last year. And it went amazing because I got to talk about the brand and it was invitation only. So it was a closed party. And it was like, wow, these people really understand what I'm trying to do with CD. And so as I keep thinking about things, I'm like, well, why not, you know, kick this off and do a retreat? Why not? Because you guys were like, let's do a tour. We're going to do a tour. Like, this is amazing. We get to go across the United States and really make impacts in all these various cities and states that are coming to you soon. I mean, what else do we
say? It's going to be amazing. I just think of the impact that we're going to have. Go ahead, Christina.
I was just going to say, what else do we say? You know, like, this is like kind of like a cheerleader thing here we're doing tonight, but it's because we get to be ourselves tonight and talk about this, right? Rather than being in our corporate zones or whatever we're doing, because we all do different things. But like tonight, we were able to talk about something that we care about, and we're going to create an impact and a change for the better. And that's why we're all going to do this.
Yeah. And you just have to be in the room. Like you need to say yes. You need to come. Give yourself. And I'm just going to touch on this. We as women, we do so much. We operate at a very high level. And so we need to give ourselves the opportunity to restore, right? Our inner woman, which would then restore the outer woman, you know, and then create just different relationships and opportunities. So give yourself the gift of self-care, truly, because that's what is going to be in this space. So I just have to say that too, as to so many women who say, oh, I can't say yes, I'm so busy. It's a weekend. The kids will be fine. The honey will be fine. The pets will be fine. Everybody's going to be fine. Make sure you are fine.
That's right. Because as we all say, if we're not good, no one around us is going to be good, right? Your entire household goes into uproar when you're not good, because the, you know, the moms are the leaders, you know, so to speak. No offense to the dads, but most of the time it's the moms that take care of everything. You know, like, I'm sorry, I had an amazing pop, but you know what? My mom still had to do stuff because my dad worked. Right. Yeah. And my grandmother, my mom helped, you know, I spent a lot of time with my mom. God, I was so blessed to have her in my life. You know, she helped me be who I am too. And so it's time to give yourself a break. And I love that you brought that up, Alicia, because this is stuff that I talk to Tiff about all the time when we have our one-off discussions that I love to have, just her and I, right, Tiff? We talk about this all the time.
Absolutely. It is really, really important, like Alicia says, to set time aside for yourself and without any justification. Just bite it off and go, this is for me, because you're going to be stronger and better for it. And I think that, you know, retreats like this enforce that, because you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Right. You're there and you're doing it with other women who are in similar situations to you. You're learning the same thing. And I can't say enough about camaraderie. You know, we talk a lot of times, we hear the terms thrown around, boys club, things like that. There needs to be more women's clubs, ladies clubs. This is the epitome of that concept, where you get to just refocus, learn a little, and take a lot with you back to your own domain to implement it into your life. Is you can't get better than that.
That's one of the things I love the most about this event, is that we have insightful, intentionally based things that we've put together, not only on the agenda, but also with the swag that everybody's going to get. There's very, very special things that we've all been working on that's going to be released, that will not be released until the retreat. So we're all holding back special things. It's honest to God truth. I'm not making this up, because you know, I think my viewers and listeners know I don't lie to kick it. Okay. So there's no lies on a CD podcast unless somebody else tells a lie. And then I don't know. Most of the time I can tell when people are lying, but you know what I'm saying, girls. So like, we've got some really, really amazing things. And we even have, I mean, I'll say one little thing. We have this wonderful selfie station. It's going to be a selfie and testimonial station for the ladies to be able to go in privately and talk, give a testimonial if they want to. Look at some material that's set up specifically for them. They will be able to take selfie shots, because why not? Why not take a beautiful picture of yourself living your best life in this space with all these wonderful people? Trust me, people who don't want to take pictures are going to feel like they want to take a picture, because, you know, they're going to want to be involved, because it's going to make them feel good about themselves. This is it. This is at the end all be all. We want you to feel good about yourself. That's why we're doing this.
Yes.
Love it.
I love it.
So true.
Yeah. So details are dropping. Make sure you get your ticket. You want to be in this room. This room is going to be magical.
And keep in mind, this first show is only 100 tickets. So it's 100 and we're shutting it down. And the first 24 ticket sales will get a special gift that I procured. You guys know what it is. It's already here. It's waiting for the first 24 tickets. And the first 24 tickets are also discounted. And all of the information is on ChristinaDiArcangelo.com. There's a little tab that our wonderful Mike Major went on there and built for us for the event. You can buy your tickets right there, right there. You click the button, you fill in your information, boop, it comes into our emails. We know who you are. You get on the list and you get the golden ticket. So be one of the cool gals and get the golden ticket and come with us.
Get it
and
now.
Ride yep. this train of fun because we're going.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, yes. Even the music, you know, we've got like we started and we've got to talk more as a team about more about the music because the music is important. But like even the music, we've got some awesome stuff that's going on. The sound team is coming down from Maine to do this event with us. And what I mean by the sound team is the CD podcast sound team that handles all like the cool music for my podcast and everything. They're all coming down. All of the guys are coming down. So for the people, the guys out there who might think we're not really, you know, embracing the dudes, we've got some dudes that are coming. Trust me. We got Mike Niger. We got Rye Russell. We got Matt Perry. We have Byron, you know, so they're all dudes. So they're going to be joining our team, locking arms with us. And trust and believe, ladies, you're going to be wanting to see them in the little pajamas on Friday night because that's what they're wearing too.
Wait. I cannot wait to see that. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be so fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That alone should make people buy their tickets. Now you know what's going to be happening. You're going to be Googling Rye Russell, Mike Major, Matt Perry, and they're going to be looking and Byron Purnell, and they're going to be trying to figure out who our dudes are. They're cool enough to be in the squad.
I love it.
Wonderful. So ladies, I'm going to end this on a high note, even though it is 420. I wore the green today for Tiff. Okay. So, and Angelo, by the way, because these are all sewn on pearls, don't ask. Angelo keeps trying, you know, the baby doodle keeps trying to bite the pearls, thinking that it's something for him to teeth on. So just so you know, Tiff, I've been suffering all afternoon pushing Angelo away because he's like, he's under the desk. You guys can't see him, but there he is waiting to chew on a pearl. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, you know what? It's a gorgeous sweater. So thank you very much for enduring. Love it.
I did it all for you. I did, seriously. You can look back at all my podcasts and you will never see CD in a pearl embossed sweater. This is the only one I own. And I bought it because I had Tiffany Watkins in mind for 420. Okay. That's the truth.
Awesome.
Love it.
Absolutely love that.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and spending some time with me again on your off hours now. Although the West Coasters are still in their work hours. Us East Coasters are trying to get off. I mean, not literally get off, but you know what I'm saying. What the hell's going on? But anyway, I don't know where the hell that came from. Oh, Rye's going to be upset. I don't know. So they can edit that out if they want. I hope not. It's kind of funny. So as we end every show, thank you all for joining. And remember, we are the same. We really are. I am Christina D'Arcangelo. Thank you so much.